The Department of Justice is suing Google.
It accuses the company of maintaining an illegal monopoly on internet searches. Now, Google is not the only search engine, but it's so widely used that its very name has become a verb, meaning to search on the internet. If you doubt me, just Google it. The company struck deals with companies like Apple to make its search engine the default on devices like the iPhone. The Department of Justice says that harms consumers because they then have no real option but to use Google. We should note that Google is an NPR sponsor.
Shannon Bond is a tech correspondent for NPR. She's with us now. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Noelle.
So this lawsuit is a big one, yeah?
Yeah, well, you know, it's been more than 20 years since the government's last big battle with a tech company. That was Microsoft back in the 1990s. And this case goes really right at the heart of Google's dominance, its search business. So many people use Google Search. The Department of Justice says it has an 80% market share in the U.S. And the company makes billions of dollars selling ads and search results. But the government says that Google has unfairly stifled competition, and that's why it's been so successful. Google says the lawsuit is flawed, and it believes the facts and the law are on its side.
Unfairly stifled competition, how exactly?
Well, it has spent over the years billions of dollars to become the default search engine on many browsers and smartphones. And the government says basically that's made it really hard for other companies to compete and has meant less choice for consumers.
Other competitors don't have billions of dollars to spend. Okay. So what does this mean for the other big tech companies? Because Facebook, Amazon, Apple, they've all been accused of monopolistic behavior, haven't they?
That's right. And regulators have also been investigating all of those companies. So, you know, I can only imagine they are very much on alert. You know, Noelle, for so many years, under both Republican and Democratic administrations, there just wasn't much regulation of Silicon Valley. You know, these companies were darlings. They were held up as examples of innovation. But recently, the tone in Washington has changed. Here's how Gene Kimmelman, a former Justice Department antitrust lawyer, put it.
It's the end of hands off of the tech sector. It's probably the beginning of a decade of a series of lawsuits against companies like Google, who dominate in the digital marketplace.
And it's not only the federal government looking at this. 50 state attorneys general were also investigating Google and some of these other companies as well.
And what about Congress? Because they've been hauling tech executives in front of them to answer questions for a while. What's their next move after this lawsuit?
That's right. House Democrats wrapped up their own recent investigation of big tech. They found that all four of these companies are monopolies. Republicans have their own line of attack. We hear frequently claims that the tech companies are biased against conservatives, even though there's no real evidence to support that. Google CEO is actually set to appear before the Senate next week, along with the Facebook and Twitter CEOs, to answer questions. And to be clear, the Justice Department says there's no relationship between investigations into bias and this lawsuit.
Okay. Something I'm curious about. So we have 50 state attorneys general who were investigating Google. 11 of them joined on to this lawsuit. What about the rest of them?
That's right. And the only AGs who signed on were from Republican-led states. You know, it is out of the ordinary for the Justice Department to announce something like this just 2 weeks before Election Day. Its policy is to not take actions that could influence an election. And officials say this has nothing to do with that. But there are Democratic attorneys general investigating Google. New York's Letitia James said they might join this federal lawsuit, but not until down the road.
Fair enough. NPR's Shannon Bond. Thanks, Shannon.
Thank you.